Welcome to the Dermatology Podcast, the podcast of the Journal of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. I'm Christopher Horskamp.
And I'm Cécile Mitoir.
And we are your hosts. Today we'll be speaking with Professor Karl Paul, the current president of the European Academy of Dermatology and Venereology. We will discuss leadership, vision, coronavirus, the future of dermatology, and the importance of empathy. Before we begin the interview, it's the last chance to mention that the EADV Virtual Congress begins this Thursday, the 29th of October, and will be live online through Saturday evening, the 31st of October. The EADV Virtual Congress, New Frontiers in Dermatology and Venereology. And now, Professor Karl Paul is the current president of the EADV. He has been professor of dermatology and allergology and former chairman of the Department of Dermatology at the Hospital Center University de Toulouse and Paul Sabatier University, Toulouse, France. Since 2015, he has been a member of the National University Council, which is responsible for the selection of candidates to professor positions in France. He is a co-inventor of 8 patents and the author of more than 350 peer-reviewed publications, out of which more than 200 concern psoriasis or atopic dermatitis. His research interests focus on inflammatory skin diseases, pharmacology, and clinical drug development. Thank you for joining us today, Professor Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
We really appreciate having you here. In a few words, would you share with us a little bit about your professional journey?
Yes, well, I'm a dermatologist. I've been trained in several hospitals in Paris, France. I did some bench research in Paris as well, and practiced a few years as assistant professors. Between 1997 and 2005, I joined a global pharmaceutical company to do clinical research and develop new drugs in dermatology. And in 2006, I moved back to academia to become chair of the Department of Dermatology in Toulouse.
And your experience with the EADV?
I've been involved in the EADV since 2007, first being board members representing France, and then secretary general in 2012 to 2016, and then president-elect, and I'm the current president of the EADV.
Of all the different medical fields you could have gone into, why did you choose dermatology?
Well, I mean, you know, the choice of medicine is really something that came very early in my childhood. And I mean, it's always, you know, as a child, you want to help people. You want to help people. And the best way to help people is to become a physician. And during your physician training, you meet people, and you meet people who are mentors and people you connect to. And clearly, there were some very prominent figures during my medical training who made dermatology a very attractive specialty to me. What is especially attractive is that it's a clinical specialty. Just with your eyes, with your hands, and by discussing with the patients, you can do a lot, and you can help a lot of patients.
Was there any one professor or any couple of professors who really, really inspired you?
Oh, yes, I can say. I mean, they were my mentor when I was a medical student, Professor Larègue, Professor Dubertret, who was my mentor when I was a resident, and also Professor Arak Tanguy, who is currently head of the department in Cochin, who helped me and guided me through my career. And later, for my academic career, Professor De Prost, who is a pediatric dermatologist, who really guided me through my journey.
So between your work in academia, your research, your work as a medical doctor, and your dedication to the EADV, what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment?
Well, I mean, if I look at my personal life, the greatest achievement is my family life and my wife and my children. On the professional level, clearly what I'm very proud about is to have tried to help people to become dermatologists and to become academic dermatologists, and sharing the passion I have for clinical medicine, for science, is something that is of primary importance for me. Transmission of knowledge and transmission of passion.
The 29th EADV Congress, EADV Virtual, New Frontiers in Dermatology and Venereology, starts in 2 days. It was originally planned to be in Vienna in person, but a lot has changed since then. What is going to be special about this year's Congress?
Clearly, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way we act and think. And we took very early during the year in May with the executive committee the decision to make the EADV Congress a virtual Congress. And clearly, we were very ambitious, and we wanted to build a very significant program for our colleagues and also for nurses and for patients who participate to the Congress. So with the help of the scientific committee and the EADV office, we managed to build together a very comprehensive program with more than 570 speakers, 170 scientific sessions, and more than 1,600 abstracts.
How many people do you think will attend?
So we expect to attract more than 10,000 people to this EADV virtual congress from all over the world. And for the first time, we will be able to connect thousands of people worldwide who will at the same time see the same thing and discuss and interact virtually, but interact, showing the unity of the specialty despite the current environment.
And what will be the most important takeaways of the Congress to healthcare professionals and researchers?
Well, there will be a number of breakthrough therapy that will be presented, new results in the different fields, inflammatory skin disease, sexually transmitted disease, infectious diseases, dermato-oncology. There will be a nurse day, a virtual nurse day to interact with the nurses who have more and more importance in dermatological healthcare. There will be a patient virtual village where we will have the chance to interact with patients and patient associations. And of course, we will have a number of exhibiting companies, more than 25 exhibiting companies and satellite symposia, where we will be able to share the latest advance in dermatological care.
Yes, we are very excited about it as well.
It's clear that with all of your experience, you have a big picture view of where dermatology is and possibly where it's going. So in your opinion, how are new technologies like artificial intelligence and trends like big data and social media shaping the fields of dermatology and venereology?
Well, I mean, it's a very interesting question. And, you know, since the 19th century, man thought that technology would resolve many things. And actually, what I see, how the specialty is evolving, which is also the way I think medicine is evolving, is that medicine and dermatology is going to be much more patient-centric because the patient is taking more and more importance in the disease and in the treatment decision-making. So patient satisfaction, patient experience, patient opinion will be much more important in the future. Similarly, I think the human quality of physicians and the way the physicians can develop empathy, can develop listening, is going to be extremely important. So a curriculum training for what you call humanities for physicians will become of primary importance. When it comes to artificial intelligence and devices, my expectation is that these tools will free time for the doctors to directly interact with the patient, you know. So it will be much easier to diagnose diseases and to diagnose skin cancer, for example. But we should see that not as a threat for the specialty, but as an advantage, because we will have more time to directly interact with the patient. So that's why I think we need to develop these human qualities to be able to respond to the patient demand for a more human medicine.
And for the medium we're using today, how do you see the role of podcasts evolving in dermatology?
The human interaction is important. Face-to-face is the best. Mm-hmm. Then video connection is good. And then phone connection with the voice is also good. It's much better than a text message or an email or something, you know, written on social media. Because we need, and especially at this moment, we need the human connection. We are made and we are wired to connect with other people, not connecting to computers. That's my belief.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So now we would like to talk about the vision and the mission of the EADV. What is the greatest value that the EADV can bring to healthcare professionals and to patients living with skin diseases?
I think the core of this question comes to the mission. So why are we here? Why are we here as EADV members? What are we doing here? And our vision is that we are the leading community to further the knowledge of health, and we are the advocate in the field of dermatology and venereology for physicians and for patients. And for that, we try to advance patient care, advance physician education, and promote research in dermatology and venereology. This is the core of our action.
And where do you see the EADV in 5 years from now? What will be the significant upcoming challenges and milestones?
Well, I think we collectively have achieved a lot. The EADV is a very strong organization with 8,000 members. Our Congress is one of the largest in the world. The EADV journal is among the top five journals in dermatology. And also we have initiatives for increasing education with courses, e-learning, webinars, and also we support young people with research grants and scholarship. And last year, we initiated a leadership training program focusing on emotional intelligence competencies to help the younger generation of dermatologists to become better leaders.
Staying on the subject of leadership, this is your third year and your last year as president of the EADV. Which of your achievements are you the most proud?
Well, I think it's been a great privilege for me to have been president of the EADV, and I'm grateful to the EADV members, to the board, the committees, and to the EADV office team to have supported me over the past 2 years. I think we really have worked as a team, the executive committee, the board, and the EADV office to further the mission of the organization. I'm especially proud of the mutual trust atmosphere which has been established. Most of the decisions have been taken by consensus. And what we have achieved so far, well, I think we have renovated the EADV office with a new CEO, Martin De Sutter, allowing us to much better interact and work. We have initiated the leadership development program for young dermatology leaders based on emotional intelligence curriculum, which is a very comprehensive program, a transforming experience that will make the people better leaders, because we know that these emotional intelligence competencies are really the competencies that make the difference between the excellent leaders and the others. We have supported the GEADV by supporting the editor-in-chief, by establishing a GEADV office in Lugano. And I think this was part of the success the journal is experiencing right now under the leadership of Professor Ring. And of course, we have started new initiative. We will start a skin disease European Burden Survey that will investigate the burden of skin disease in Europe, in different countries, and also that will delineate the care path, because we know that for some patients in some countries, it's very difficult to have access to dermatologist care. And of course, we have managed the COVID-19 pandemic, trying to be positive and trying to find new ways to educate people, new ways to interact. And the EADV Virtual Congress is really the basis of this work we have done over the past 6 months to give people a unique experience.
Now, we've touched on this a few times through the podcast already. You've led the EADV through the LDI, the Leadership Development Initiative. This podcast is going out all over the world to many who are not familiar with the initiative. Could you tell our listeners, in a nutshell, what exactly is the LDI, how does it work, and what does it mean for dermatologists?
Well, I think we know from a lot of research that emotional and social intelligence competencies are very important for leaders. What are those? And those are, you know, the ability people have to understand themselves. This is called self-awareness. And also the ability of people to manage their own emotion and to be able to control these emotions. So that's what you could call self-management. Besides that, we know that understanding others and managing relationships are very important components for leaders, such as social awareness and relationship management. So the ability to manage yourself and the ability to connect with others are important success parameters for leaders, not only in medicine. And research has shown that the difference between an ordinary leader and a top leader really is determined by these competencies. So we have built, in collaboration with Goldman EI, which is based on the work by Daniel Goldman, we have built a specific training program to help people to transform themselves and to acquire these emotional and social intelligence competencies, because we know these are critical success factors. And we have selected 30 people among the, you know, the promising dermatologists in Europe who will just complete their program this year, and we initiate in 2021 the second cohort of leaders. What we want to do is to build a generation of leaders who can really think differently as leaders. Most of leaders in the past had a model of greed, you know, I need to go higher, I need to earn more, I need to give more return to the shareholders. But we are not longer playing this game now. We know that the critical success is for people to convince others to work with them, to convince people to work together and to share a common goal.
And for the average dermatologist, if there is a such thing, for our listeners who might be practicing dermatologists or even working primarily with aesthetics or therapies, do you see emotional intelligence having a positive role in their quality of life? Do you see it as a part of patient compliance, maybe?
I think you're very right. Developing your emotional intelligence is important in your relationship, in your personal relationship at home with your partner or with your children, and also with patients. You know, when you ask patients what is the most important they see in their doctor, they will always say listening skills and empathy. And part of the leadership program, part of the emotional intelligence training program, which is built with Goldman EI, developing empathy, developing self-reflection, and developing listening skills are important parts. of the training.
Back to your presidency at the EADV. There's no glory without challenge. What has been your biggest challenge during your presidency?
I think the biggest challenge as a president is to be able, at the beginning, to build trust between people and to build a collaborative atmosphere. I think that's the biggest challenge. Once you build that, and it's everything, you know, becomes very easy because we work together. We build a future together, and that's what we have done. And I must say that the EADV office and executive committee has worked superbly during the pandemic. You know, most of the decisions were taken by consensus, and I'm very proud of the team to be able now to propose the EADV Virtual Congress, which I'm sure will be a great success for the organization and for the people who will attend.
Yes, that's what we believe also. So as a last question, Professor Paul, if you could send a message to every fellow dermatologist and to every dermatologic patient, what would you say?
Well, I think we are living difficult times. We are all living difficult times. And this shows how much we are mutually dependent. We are living on the same planet and we are more than ever mutually dependent. So there are some qualities we need to develop during this difficult time. And I would summarize this with three qualities. The first quality is trust. Cultivating trust and being inclusive is of primary importance. And trust is the basis to build the future of hope for everyone. The second quality is clarity. Clarity in our objectives and in our values. We need to remain focused on our motivations to create new opportunities for us, for patients, and for our specialty. The third quality is agility, adaptability. Clearly, the world of tomorrow will not resemble the world of today. That's why we need to develop a positive outlook and grasp any opportunity that will come to promote our mission and to reach our goal.
Professor Paul, we would really like to thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you for the very nice questions.
We look forward to seeing you at the EADV Virtual Congress this week.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Professor Carl Paul, president of the EADV. You have more opportunities to hear about his vision for dermatology this week at the EADV Virtual Congress, where he will give numerous talks, including the President's Symposium, Innovative Care in Dermatology. Again, the Congress will be live starting from this Thursday, from the 29th through the 31st of October. For more information, go to www.eadvvirtualcongress.org. So what's up for next week on our podcast?
Editor speaks for October.
Until then,
take care of your skin.